The Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary. The nine-year-old proposal would have created a 620,000 square kilometre economic no-go zone, would have taken up 15% of New Zealand's exclusive economic zone. Now, the man who canned the plan is the Minister for Oceans and Fisheries, Shane Jones. Hey, Shane.
Kia ora, greetings.
So why are you canning it?
Well, the reality is that Kermadec already has a host of environmental protections. This idea was originally promoted by the Pew Foundation, a well-heeled American international NGO that wanders around the world imposing its environmental thinking on other sovereign nations, and we're not having any more of it.
What do you want to keep it open for? I mean, if we're not going to make it a sanctuary, it's because we want to be able to do something with it in the future. Is it fishing or is it mining?
Well, look, there's potential up there in terms of additional fishing. More research needs to be done. And there are manganese nodules, and they're part of New Zealand's economic zone. And we shouldn't, just to satisfy American NGOs, cut off that potential. And sadly, there's far too much misinformation, and I've had to put up with green muppetry over this issue. There is already a host of protective measures there, more than capable of looking after the noddy on land and the what the hell it's called, the sticky puffer or something like that in the ocean.
I feel like you're making this stuff up half the time, eh, Shane? If you had gone ahead with it, would you have faced legal action from the local iwi?
Well, the Fisheries Commission did assemble all the tribes last year before I came back into politics, and some of the iwi did say that they were going to try and litigate because property rights were at stake. Now, people may not like the fact that property rights are involved, but the Crown, rightly or wrongly, in 1992, recognised fishing property rights belonging to all of the tribes up there in the Kermadecs. And you can't, in New Zealand, unilaterally confiscate property rights. Yeah. Once you start to do that, you're driving the country towards a Venezuelan slope.
No, and it would have led to legal action, wouldn't it?
Inevitably.
Yeah. Hey, are you expecting grief on this? Because this is a very, very bold pro-fishing decision, and you take the donations from the fishing industry, and already these things have been linked in the media a fair bit. Are you expecting some grief?
Well, on these types of issues, Heather, one has to hide in the open. I've never concealed the fact that I came from an involvement in the fishing industry. Over the years, as a politician, I've received donations, and the party, New Zealand First, has also received donations. That should not discredit me as an effective political campaigner or indeed an effective minister. These things are declared and they comply with the legislative regime.
Shane, good to talk to you as always. Thank you so much. Shane Jones, Minister for Oceans and Fisheries.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.